To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by goodrx.com/carry. You know, getting the care you need to stay healthy shouldn't be hard or expensive. I think we'd all agree that everyone should be able to afford their medications, which is why we invite you to check out goodrx.com/carry. GoodRx will help you find the lowest price on prescriptions every time. You can instantly compare prices for your prescription at every pharmacy in your neighborhood and save up to 80%. 80%, that's a large number. It's free, it's easy to use, and many times it's often cheaper than using your insurance copay or even Medicare. With goodrx.com/carry, you can find discounts for your prescriptions at more than 70,000 pharmacies at places like CVS, Kroger, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Walmart, and more. This is the top downloaded medical app out there. Millions of Americans are using it to get affordable health care every month. So join us. Start saving up to 80% on your prescriptions today by going to goodrx.com/carry, that's C-A-R-E-Y, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, it's National Ice Cream Month. That's a happy month. This is a perfect time to have a Right Stuff segment on ice cream. Jennifer Ng is the author of the Ice Cream Travel Guide, which certainly sums up for the audience what this book is intended to do. Jennifer, welcome to the show. How long has your love affair with ice cream been going on?
Oh, that's a very good question. Completely all my life. I think probably one of the first solid foods that my parents gave me when I was probably a baby.
Sort of like the French putting a taste of wine on a newborn baby's lips, yes?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You actually funded your travels. This is not just a guide to the United States. You traveled all around the world to learn about ice cream, to find out about different flavors, some exotic flavors. And you crowdfunded this on Kickstarter, which led you to be able to afford to go to the Philippines and Italy and Argentina, talk to ice cream makers and understand their stories. How long did you spend researching this book?
So research actually took me about probably a year and a half. So it didn't take me that long. Obviously, I could have gone all at once and would have been maybe a few months of traveling because I spent a baby like really talking to people about a week in each location. So it wasn't that long, but I really wanted to experience the place. So I was sometimes we spent up to a month, like for example, in Italy, to really understand that location and get to know the culture.
You visited 8 countries, and in a minute, let's talk about some of the flavors that Americans might not be familiar with. But where is the island that you found that ice cream supposedly originated?
That is in Sicily. That is just off the coast of Italy. And supposedly, there was this whole story of Emperor Nero. He was sending people up to the mountain in order to get the ice. And they brought it down. They started flavoring it with syrups and other great things. And they're like, oh, this is amazing, especially for the hot summers that occurred there.
Well, let's hear it for Emperor Nero. That is great. Tell me some of the variety of flavors, again, that I'm not going to find at my local ice cream shop, probably where I live in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Ice cream abroad, I think it's all about that local ingredients that people have nearby them, because ice cream is something that doesn't really travel that well. And you can't get ice cream, say, in Italy, you can't get it, say, in the Philippines, and bring it back because it'll completely all melt. In the Philippines, ube is very popular, not just a flavor, but something that is in a lot of dishes. So ube, purple yam, people really enjoy that. You find that in ice cream. Also cheese as well is very common there. So they call it queso, just like in Spanish. In Italy, one of the really popular flavors for their gelato is pistachio or pistachio. And so it obviously, I think everyone knows what that is, but it's something that is really common over there. And in other Asian countries too, mango, green tea, I think are some of the flavors that we could find in the U.S.
I was just going to say the U.S. has its own. I know Gilroy, California, which is known for its garlic festivals and the amount of garlic harvest that it produces each year, has garlic ice cream. I think last week we were up and talking to someone at West Point, the military academy, And in that region is this famous black dirt that was left by some glacier, thoughtfully, and apparently onions are, and they have the onion flavor. I've had tomato. Can you agree with me that when people think garlic ice cream or onion or tomato, they sometimes go, oh, that, how can that taste good? I've had all those, and they do taste good, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. I actually went to a place in Maine where they make lobster ice cream. And what's interesting is that it's vanilla ice cream mixing with lobster, but, you know, you think about it, it's like, that's really weird. Why would I have something that's savory in the ice cream? And so if we think about it, if I told someone that it was a cold lobster bisque, they're really like, oh, yeah, that seems amazing. I mean, it's kind of sweet, too, but I think it's just kind of more of a perception of what that ice cream really is. And that particular lobster ice cream was all the way in Bar Harbor at Ben and Bill's Chocolate Emporium.
That is terrific. We just have a few seconds left. What if some of our listeners who can't have dairy, how can you enjoy ice cream without that?
There's a lot of innovation there. And so there's coconut milk, oat milk, and cashew milk. And they really bring the creaminess to ice cream, and not in the sorbet form, but the way that we have ice cream, that very dairy-like.
Jennifer Ng is the author of Ice Cream Travel Guide. You can find it at icecreamtravelguide.com. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.